we found that State Department had, over the years, developed a continuous monitoring application known as IPOST. And actually, State Department has been at the forefront of government efforts in this endeavor. And what we found is that in the IPOST is that State Department had developed a tool that can help them identify vulnerabilities and help to mitigate those vulnerabilities on an ongoing basis. But one of the things that we were looking at is to identify the extent to which it helped to identify risk to its information system networks, to the department. And we found that it was limited to some extent because it did not address all of the devices that were on the department's networks, and that's focused primarily on the Windows-based operating systems of workstations and servers on that network, and which, of course, is important because other devices such as servers and routers introduce risk to the information that's transmitted over the network.
The good news, bad news, I guess, if there is that, is the good news is that they're doing continuous monitoring. I imagine you've looked at a lot of agencies where that's they haven't even gotten that far yet. And the bad news is what you're talking about some of these vulnerabilities for devices that are running other OSs.
Right. And indeed, you know, I have to also clarify that IPOST was intended just to cover these Microsoft-based devices. And indeed, you know, there's no requirement for State Department to use this particular continuous monitoring application for other devices. And it chose to use these Windows devices primarily because they had the tools available to monitor those devices presently. And however, it does limit the extent to which it fully addresses risk at the department. In addition, as I mentioned, you know, it does address the vulnerabilities and identifies them, but it doesn't address other aspects related to computing risk. For example, it doesn't really, or State Department could not really demonstrate how they considered threats to their devices or the impact of any exploitations of vulnerabilities in their systems and how that was computed in the risk scores that the system developed.
So I guess the bottom line in this is IPOST is doing what it's supposed to be doing. It just can't do everything. It can't do the things that it's not supposed to do, which is to help mitigate risk on other kinds of devices besides Windows.
They are actually, State Department is looking to expand the use of IPOST to other devices. But part of it is dependent upon what's technically available at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What we just determined is that there were limits to the extent to which this program was actually working. And we also found that there were some inconsistencies and inaccurate data in IPOST as well, and that we made some recommendations to State Department to develop and document procedures for validating data and reviewing and reconciling input to IPOST to help assure the consistency over that information.
Now, your report says State Department agreed with two of your recommendations, partially agreed with two, and disagreed with three. Which of your recommendations did they disagree with?
Well, one, they disagreed with incorporating the results of IPOST vulnerability assessments and monitoring into their key security documents, such as, for example, plan of actions and milestones. And plans of actions and milestones are documents that are intended to guide and monitor the mitigation of vulnerabilities. And so State Department did not believe it was necessary to incorporate the key vulnerabilities that they've identified through IPOST monitoring capabilities into these documents. We believe it's necessary because some of those vulnerabilities have taken over a year to correct at State Department. And a plan of action, a milestone, helps to provide and identify milestones as in time frames for taking actions to mitigate certain steps of a vulnerability, as well as the resources necessary. And IPOST does not provide that level of oversight.